Well, good afternoon and welcome to historic Beale Stadium in Marshfield. High school football, a rare Saturday afternoon game for the Wausau East Lumberjacks, as last night the bad weather caused the game to be postponed before we even started. A number of games in the area did get started and were halted midway through, or in the case of Wausau West, with 4 minutes remaining in the game. And West with the ball on about the 20-yard line. They called that one because of lightning and bad weather. They went down to Stevens Point and finished that game up a little while ago, and Wausau West coming up short. Spash able to hold them out of the end zone at the end of the game and pull out the victory 14-10. DC Everest is finishing up their game with Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll hear the second half of that game when we are done here at Beale Stadium. The Lumberjacks coming off a win last week against Wisconsin Rapids. Marshfield coming off a loss to Wausau West. We'll take a break for the national anthem. Come back with the opening kickoff coming up here on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you looking for a used car that will last? Larry Gamash from Carfax has tips for all you buyers out there.
Many people are looking for well-maintained cars because they can last longer and help keep your family safer. At the new Carfax.com, you can easily search for the right used car with service history reported to Carfax. Every car listed for sale comes with a free Carfax report to help you decide.
Gamash says shopping at Carfax.com makes it easier to find well-maintained cars and help you buy with more confidence.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Tom King back here at Beale Stadium in Marshfield as we get set for the opening kickoff. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. East will kick off. Marshfield will receive. So let's start with the Lumberjack defense. It'll be Jesse Drake, Marcus Josiger, and Ben Shubring up front, all seniors. The linebackers, Sam Romanski, the senior captain, and Andy Cravens, who had a good game against Rapids last week, joined by Matt Grady and Corey Coronea. And the defensive backs, Tony Troy, Xavier Warren, and juniors Tyquan Hodges and Ethan Crispell. For head coach Tom Turtelot. For Marshfield, they are led by their quarterback, Derek Coffrin. He's a 6'1", 173-pound senior. The running backs will be Thomas Gisvold, a 5'10", 183-pound senior. Also, Tanner Bozen, 6'2", 175-pound senior. And Nick Hoheisel, 5'11", 175-pound junior. The wide receiver for Marshfield is Keegan Fassler, 6'3", 161-pound senior. The tight end is Zach McManus, a 6'3", 197-pound junior. And up front for the Tigers will be Tyler Peterson, a 6'3", 244-pound senior. Also Brandon Kramer, 5'10", 223-pound senior. The center is Josh Lang, 6'1", 200-pound junior. At one of the guard spots, Brandon Bell, a 6'2", 275-pound sophomore, and Andrew Gilkerson, a 6'3", 224-pound junior for head coach Dennis Gettle. Marshfield will run a no-huddle and will go at various tempos, according to the East coaching staff, who have scouted them out. They expect a lot of throwing of the football, multiple formations, so it'll be up to the defensive backs and the linebackers to be ready for just about anything. On defense, the Tigers play a 4-3 and a 5-2, and they've got individual players on both sides of the football. The Lumberjacks, though, coming off a nice win and matching their entire win total for last year. Brennan Becker scoring 3 touchdowns in last week's win over Wisconsin Rapids. And East will certainly be looking for a change from what happened last year against Marshfield. That game got away from them early. 56-0 was the final against the Tigers in last year's game. The Tigers, though, last week were held to just 29 offensive plays in the second half of their loss to Wausau West. Coffrin did throw for 244 yards, and Keegan Fassler had 117 yards receiving. Tanner Bozen, 72 yards and a touchdown. So it's going to be a challenge tonight or this afternoon for the East defensive backs as Marshfield will look to air it out and spread it out here this afternoon. The field, the grass is long, and it looks like it would be very soft. And, in fact, both ends of the field where the team's warmed up are pretty chewed up already. So you've got to believe with all the rain that they've had in the last few days, the field is going to be very soft, and footing might be a problem here this afternoon. We'll watch that very carefully as well. Lumberjacks are in black pants, white jerseys, red numerals, red helmets. Marshfield in black with their orange trim and orange numerals, black helmets. And we are just about set to go. Gabe McGinnity will kick things off here for the Lumberjacks. And dropping back deep for Marshfield, Keegan Fassler and Cameron Swanson. Lumberjacks were not able to kick the ball very deep last week. McGinnity had problems with his place kicking. Did well in the punting game, but the place kicking is going to be a work in progress as they are replacing four-year starter Bryce Widmark, who handled the place kicking duties for the last 4 years for the Lumberjacks. Not a whole lot of experience at that position. All right, both teams lined up, and we're set for the opening kickoff here this afternoon. And McGinnity puts the boot to it. It's going to be a kick. Going to be fielded at about the 30-yard line and going down to a knee. And Marshfield will start with the ball on their own 30. So he probably could have picked up another 10 yards at least before the defense got to him. But instead, the up man took the ball and went to a knee. And that means an automatic downing of the football. Actually, they're going to mark it at the 31. And that's where Marshfield will start. They huddle up on the sideline before heading to the field, and as we mentioned, they will go no huddle for much of this game. So Lumberjack defense is going to get a workout here this afternoon. They will line up with two receivers right, two receivers left, and Coffrin will operate out of the shotgun. He's got a running back there with him, and they're going to hand it off this time, and going nowhere, thrown for a loss. And the initial hits that time for the Lumberjacks, Matt Grady and Marcus Josiger. Loss of two on the play. And it will bring up a second down and 12. Marshfield quickly back to the line. And now we get a whistle and we get a penalty flag. We had some early movement. Now they whistled it dead because one of the linebackers has a problem with his helmet. Now they get it snapped and now they'll do it again. So no penalty, just an equipment problem for the Lumberjacks. They get that taken care of, and the Tigers come to the line. Second down and 12 from their own 28. Coffrin wants to throw. He's got a man out there. It's complete, and it's going to be a positive gain out across the 36. Romanski is going to make the tackle on the pass and catch. And Tanner Boson makes the catch, picks up about nine, make that seven on that pass and catch. And it'll be third down and about a long four. Coffrin wants to roll out. He wants to throw. He's got a man that's going to be well incomplete and out of the range of the intended receiver. He was trying to get Boson on the far sideline. That ball, I think, slipped out of his hand, and it went well wide. So a fourth down, and the Lumberjack defense continues what they did last week, continuing to play well and get a three and out here to start the game. East will send Tim Nass back deep on the punt. This grass is really long here today. And with all the rain, it's going to be pretty soft. Speed is not going to be at a premium here today. Speed is not going to be available, let's put it that way, as much as it might normally be on a shorter cut field. Here's the punt. And it's going to be an end-over-end punt. Going to bounce and roll dead at about the 29-yard line, and that's where Marshfield will down it. East will start first and 10 on their own 29 and get their first opportunity with the football here this afternoon. And we'll get a look at Kyle Daniel and the East offense. Daniel, the quarterback, he's a junior. The running backs, Brennan Becker and Isaac Stein. The wide receivers, Tim Nass and Patrick Reif. The tight end is Sam Romanski. Up front, Alex Stein, Hunter Herter, Matt Grady, Dylan Hamlin. And playing for the injured Marcus Welsh today will be junior Landon Krieger. Lumberjacks coming to the line. They've got wide receivers left and right. Nass to the near side of the field. Offset eye behind Daniel under center. And they're going to try the quick hitter. This is Becker, and he goes nowhere. Maybe got a yard. There wasn't much space there at all, and Becker got stood up almost immediately and dropped. And it'll be second down and They're going to call it no gain, so call it second down and 10. Well, he got it across the 30. They had originally marked it inside the 30, so he picked up a little bit of yardage. But they're calling it second down and 10. Eye to the right of Daniel this time. Two receivers wide right. Hard count almost drew Marshfield offside. There's the pass. It's going to be caught by Nass, and he's dropped immediately out at about the 34-yard line. It's complete, but only for about 4 yards. And it'll be third down and about six for the Lumberjacks from their own 34-yard line. Safe pass, a little comebacker to Nass. A little 45-yard pickup, and he was dropped immediately, undercut and dropped at the 34. Now Nass lined up on the wrong side. He'll sprint over to the right side of the field. Offset eye behind Daniel. Long count, Daniel. Wants to throw, rolling out. Now he uses his legs. He's got some time being chased. He throws. It's going to be almost caught by Romanski. Instead, broken up at near midfield. And East will have to punt. Once again, Daniel rolling out and creating some time and space with his legs. Being pursued, he was able to get the pass away on the run, throwing against his body. And Romanski got one arm on it near the 50-yard line, but he was well covered. And the pass was incomplete. So each team will punt on their opening possessions. And Gabe McGinnity will stand back at about his own 18-yard line. Romanski is the long snapper. It's a little bit short. McGinnity picks it up and boots it away. It's a low line drive punt, but they're going to field it on one hop and down at the 30-yard line. So no change in field position. Marshfield will take over at the 30-yard line. Fielding at that on one hop was Cameron Swanson, but he got knocked down and dropped almost immediately. And it will be Marshfield football, first and 10 on their own 30. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. It's open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. It's overcast here today, but doesn't look like we're going to get any more rain, at least right now. All right, Marshfield out of the gun. They're going to try a delay handoff up the middle, breaking through, and positive yardage out to about the 38. And that was Hoheisel on the carry. Picked up about 7 yards. And now we get a whistle and a stoppage of play. And now a Marshfield helmet needs to be attended to. Marshfield wants to play fast. They want to keep the East defense back on their heels and sucking wind if they can. 9:04 to play first quarter. Still no score. Each team has had the football once. Marshfield now with the football for a second time. Going to be second down and a long three, maybe four. Coughlin out of the gun again. He's going to run the option. Instead, he's going to keep it up the middle. He's going to pick up first down yardage, I believe, across the 40 to about the 41. That was that play where they put the ball into the gut of the running back, and then Coughlin just pulls it out and runs up the middle. East has got to hold their lanes and not go for the fake. That time, Coughlin was able to find some room and pick up the first down. First and 10, Marshfield at their own 41-yard line. This time they're going to hand it off to the running back, try to get the corner. Romanski's going to try to chase him down, now cutting it back, and Hodges is going to make the tackle out of bounds. Marshfield was able to get the corner that time with Thomas Gisvold and pick up positive yardage out near the 48. That's going to be a pickup of about 7 on the carry, and that will bring up a second down and 3 for Marshfield. Good blocking that time by the Marshfield line, allowing Gisvold to get a little bit of the corner. Two receivers right and left for Marshfield in this formation. And they're going to throw. Coughlin fakes. Now he wants to go down. He throws a little pass across the middle. It's incomplete. He short hopped his intended receiver. It would have been good enough for a first down. But Coughlin, after the pump fake, threw that one into the ground at the feet of the tight end, Zach McManus. And it'll be third down and 3 now. They call in the plays with signals from the sideline, and Marshfield does not huddle. And now he wants to throw again. A quick hitter across the middle, incomplete, behind the intended receiver, Boson, who was open. And Marshfield will probably punt again. Let's see. Or now they're going to go for it. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Fourth down and 3 from their own 48. So a key play here early in this game. Marshfield will go for it, fourth and three. They hurry to the line. Out of the shotgun. Coughlin wants to throw. He's got plenty of time. Throws the ball. It's batted up in the air and incomplete. Who got a hand on that one? I think it was Ben Schubring who got up and got a hand on that football. And East will take over on downs as the pass is incomplete. So Coughlin only 1 for 5 here in the opening moments of this game. And now East will have the football in Marshfield territory. First and 10 on the 48-yard line. I'll tell you what, the East defense in the first game and so far in this game have looked very good. They've got some playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, no question. Now let's see what the offense can do. Nass splits wide right. Right wide left. Daniel, they're going to try the quick hitter again. This is Becker, and once again, nowhere to go. He's wrestled to the ground after a short pickup, maybe a half a yard. And that play isn't there yet. That's the play that they busted big last week for 61 yards and a touchdown. Just that quick hitter handoff up the middle to Brent Marshfield, not allowing that lane to open up, at least not yet. Second down and 9. Two receivers wide left this time. Double tight end for the Lumberjacks. Near movement, and now they throw the flag. And it was Dylan Hamlin who flinched. It's going to be an illegal procedure penalty against the Lumberjacks. I don't know if they were going to call that or not. The referee finally threw the flag. And that'll cost the Lumberjacks 5 yards. And it'll be second down and 14. Kyle Daniel wearing a wristband tonight or today with the plays. I don't think he had that on last week. And they had problems getting the play calls in time. You heard Coach Turtelot, if you listened to our pregame show last night, talk about how their verbiage is a little wordy when it comes to the play calls. And this week, looks like Daniel wearing a wristband with the plays on it. Daniel wants to throw. He rolls out right. He's got time. He's got a man. It's complete to Nass. It's going to be short of the first down, but they get it inside the 45 to about the 44. And that's going to pick up about 8 or 9 on the pass and catch. Call it a pass of 8 yards. Second catch of the afternoon for Tim Nass. He, of course, caught that fabulous Hail Mary pass between two defenders that set up East for their winning touchdown against Wisconsin Rapids last week. He splits wide left this time. Offset eye behind Daniel again. Third down and about 6 or 7. Marshfield's blitzing. Here's a pass. It's going to be tipped. Good defensive play that time by Cameron Swanson, who tipped that away. They tried a little inside move to Nass. It would have picked up big yardage. In fact, if Swanson doesn't tip that, Nass is going the distance, but he got a hand on it, knocked it away, so East will be forced to punt here. And McGinnity will stand at his own 40-yard line this time. If nothing else, that fourth down stop should change the field position here. Snap back to McGinnity is all right. Here's the punt, another line drive, end-over-end punt. It's going to bounce and go out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. And the East punting game continues to excel with those low punts. That one goes out of bounds at about the 8-yard line, it looks like. And that's where Marshfield will start this drive. First and 10 from their own 8. 7:14 to play here first quarter, still no score. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. It's pretty humid here this afternoon. We'll have to see if that causes some havoc with cramping and things like that. We've seen, of course, on hot days, players' legs cramp up. No problem so far. Marshfield will still operate out of the gun. Inside their own 5-yard line. Coughlin, he's going to keep it. He's got running room on the nice fake. Now he tries to make a move. Hodges is going to wrap him up, drive him backwards. And they will pick up positive yardage out near the 15, it looks like. Maybe the 14-yard line. So call that a pickup of about 6 on the carry for Coughlin. Another nice fake. And he had a lot of running room. Once again, I don't think he trusted the footing there on that soft field because he had a lot of space and really didn't pick up that much yardage. But Hodges has the speed to close on these running backs. Now Coughlin, delayed handoff inside. There's a hole. It closed quickly, though. And knocked down shy of the 15 is the running back. I believe that was Giswold. And it's going to be third down again. Third down and about 4, maybe a long 3, maybe 4. And once again, the East defense closing holes quickly. That hole was there, but the Lumberjack linebackers closed it quickly. Third down and a long three. Confron out of the gun again. He's going to keep it up the middle, and he is going to be driven backwards, but he looks like he might have enough for the first down near the 19 or 20-yard line. I think he does. It's going to be a first down for Marshfield as he picked up about four on that carry. And it'll move the chains for the Tigers. First down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Once again, they quickly hurry to the line. Well, you got to be in shape if you're playing defense against this Marshfield team. Straight drop this time. He wants to throw. He's got a man across the middle. Overthrows his intended receiver. The coverage was there, but Tanner Boson had inside position, but the pass overthrown. And Confron struggling a bit with his accuracy so far in this one. Just one out of six to start this game, and it'll be second down and 10. Fassler wide right, Boson wide left for the Tigers. And Confron with the back behind him out of the gun. He wants to throw again, straight drop. He's got lots of time, throws it across the middle. This time he's got a man, and breaking tackles out across the 40 to the 45-yard line. That's the tight end, McManus. And a big gain right there of about 25 yards, maybe 26. Good pass by Confron that time, hitting McManus for 26 yards across the middle. First and 10, Marshfield at their own 46-yard line. Quickly they line up again. Two receivers left, two right. Now they throw it out in the flat. This is Boson, and he is going to be knocked out of bounds, but not before he gets across midfield. And will pick up positive yardage into East territory. And it'll be second down and two, a catch of eight, a gain of eight on the catch. And they're quickly back to the line again. This time inside handoff, and going to be short of the first down, knocked down shy of the 45-yard line. Number of East tacklers in on that play. Now we get an injured Lumberjack down. Corey Cornea, and the Lumberjack player is vomiting on the field as we speak. I don't know if he got it in the stomach or lower than that, but Matt Grady is in obvious discomfort right now. And he's going to have to come out of the game, I would imagine. Marshfield will huddle up near their sideline. Grady is able to walk off under his own power, but he left whatever he had for breakfast on the field near the 45-yard line. Now, if he took a helmet right to the stomach or what it was, but he's walking off under his own power, so he'll be able to come back. One of the trainers out there pouring some water down on the offending spot. Third down and one it will be for the Tigers. With 5:30 to play here first quarter. First sustained drive for either team as Marshfield is moving the football. They started this drive down on their own 8-yard line. And now are in East territory at the 45. If nothing else, the problem with Matt Grady slowed down this Marshfield offense a little bit. Now they'll come to the line, and Coffrin's going to go under center this time and hand it off. Inside handoff, and they'll have it up for the first down. Falling ahead is Giswold. And it will be first and 10, Marshfield from inside the 45 at about the 44-yard line. Well, it's going to be close. Did they call it? Yeah, now they're going to measure. Looked like he had it, but they're going to mark it. It's very close. I think he has it, and if not, they'll go for it, fourth down and inches here. But we will measure. And that gives me time to remind you about the website, everythinglumberjacks.com. You can go there and find interviews with the coaches, not only football, but the other sports as well. You can find pictures. You can find blogs, all kinds of things. And if you're at a game and you're taking pictures, just post them on everythinglumberjacks.com through Instagram. And check out everythinglumberjacks.com to find out all about Lumberjack sports and everything else that's going on up at Wausau East. It's going to be enough for a first down by about half the length of the football. So it will be first and 10, Tigers inside the East 45 at about the 44-yard line. No score, 5:18 to play here first quarter. Out of the gun, Crawford. Now we get a whistle, and we're going to get movement, I believe, Probably going to be, it's going to be a timeout called by the Lumberjacks just before the snap. So Lumberjacks get a timeout here just before the snap. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that East Football is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home. We're here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. A proud sponsor of Lumberjack Sports. This is an important game for East, mainly because they've got a tough one coming up next week. They have to go over to Kimberly, and as everyone in the old Wisconsin Valley Conference has found the last few years, playing Kimberly is a losing battle. Has anybody from over on this side of the woods beaten Kimberly yet? I don't think so, since the Valley Football Association has been formed, and the Lumberjacks are no exception. They gave up a lot of yards and a lot of points to Kimberly last year, but from the little I've seen so far this season, this Lumberjack team is different than the last couple. This Lumberjack team, I think, is going to be or keep a lot of games competitive. On the defensive side of the ball, I think they're better. On the offensive side of the ball, I think they can be better. Coffrin wants to throw across the middle. He's got Boson. Little slant pattern, and he is going to be dragged down, but not before he gets to the 30-yard line. That's a nice fake inside handoff, and then they throw to Boson, cutting across the middle. And that is going to pick up 14 yards on the pass and catch to Boson, his third catch of the half. First and 10, Marshfield at the East 30-yard line. Coffrin wants to throw again. Straight drop. Wants to go for the distance into the end zone. He's got a bad touchdown. The East defenders were late getting there. There were two, but they were late getting there. And it's a touchdown pass from Coffrin to Keegan Fassler. A 30-yard touchdown pass. And Coffrin has hit his last four passes, including that one, a touchdown of 30 yards to Keegan Fassler. Fassler's first catch of the day, and it goes for the score. 6-0 Marshfield, 4:49 to play here, first quarter. They will line up to kick the extra point. Zach McManus, the tight end, will do the kicking here. That was a beautifully thrown ball. Lumberjack defenders were late getting there, and Fassler caught the ball standing up. Left-footed kicker, line drive. I think he got it through barely. And it is 7-0 Marshfield. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Lumberjack Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Follow the Lumberjacks anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythinglumberjacks.com.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Beale Stadium in Marshfield, and Brennan Becker fielded the kickoff, brought it out to about the 25, maybe the 26-yard line, and that's where the Lumberjacks will start first and 10. Marshfield leading now. 7-0 on the pass from Coffrin to Fassler. Lumberjacks coming to the line. They've got two receivers wide right. Kyle Daniel under center. Offset backfield behind him. And now we're going to get a whistle, and I think one of the Marshfield Tigers got drawn offside on a hard count by Daniel, and that'll be a free 5 yards for the Lumberjacks. And they'll mark that up to the 30-yard line. So it'll be first down and about five for the Lumberjacks. One thing the Lumberjack offense had to do is get a couple drives and give the defense some rest. That defense with that no-huddle offense for Marshfield expends a lot of energy when they're on the field. Daniel under center. Got to get some first downs here. Marshfield showing blitz. Almost got drawn off again. Here's Stein. His first carry of the game. That goes nowhere. Maybe got a yard out to about the 32-yard line. Maybe 2 yards for Isaac Stein. And it will bring up a third down, make that second down in about four. Tight formation, double tight ends this time. And inside handoff, a quick hitter. Once again, not much there. Big pile, maybe out to the 33 or 34-yard line. Going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring up a third down in about two. They're going to mark the ball across the 33-yard line, Becker on the carry. So third down and a long two for the Lumberjacks. And Marshfield bringing in the big beef now at nose tackle. Chris Collins coming into the game. He's in the program is 6'4", 325. And he is going to be right in the middle of that Marshfield line as they think maybe they're going to try to give it to Becker up the middle again. Let's see what they do. Daniel under center. They're showing blitz again, and now a whistle, and what do we have? Looks like it might be against the Lumberjacks. Let's see, or did they draw him offside again? No, it's going to be against East this time. Movement on the line. Going to be a legal procedure against the Lumberjacks. Marshfield showing blitz, and that had somebody in the line flinch. So now it will be third down and about seven. For East. Romanski comes off the field. He doesn't come off the field very often, but he's off the field now as East goes four wideouts here in the formation. Passing situation. Daniel. Here comes the blitz. Daniel back. Now he's going to get sacked. He had nowhere to go. He got wrapped up and dropped by the Tigers, and East will have to punt. That took a long time to develop, and that allowed Marshfield on the blitz to get in there. That was Nick Humphrey who got in there and tackled Daniel for the loss. Loss of about six or seven, let's call it six, on the play. And so Gabe McGinnity will be standing at about his own 10-yard line to punt this one away. Marshfield should get decent field position here. Snap is good. And the punt's away. Another line drive. This time they come up and field it on the run, and this is Cameron. He's got running room and gets it down inside the 40 to about the 35. Cameron Swanson caught that one on the run, and East is not going to be able to do that. If they're going to punt line drives, they're going to have to punt them toward the sideline because they just cannot. Marshfield adjusted and made that catch on the run that time in open space, and Swanson picked up an extra 20 yards on that return, and now they have it on the 35-yard line of the Lumberjacks with 2:30 to play here in the first quarter. Marshfield leading 7-0. And with the football in East territory. This Lumberjack defense in this humidity is going to be really gassed in the second half if they don't get some time on the sideline. Coffrin, he's going to hand it off up the middle. That one didn't go anywhere and dropped for a loss. Romanski in there. Also in on the hit. Pardon me. Ben Schubring getting in there as well. Making the initial hit from the backside was Jesse Drake. So it'll be second down. They gave him a yard. Second down and nine. And Coffrin out of the gun again. Man in motion. Play action. Now they hand it to Griswold again. He's able to get the corner this time. Hodges closes, slows him down, and then he's dropped near the 30-yard line by Andy Cravens. Pickup of about five on the carry. Going to be third down and about five for the Lumberjacks. Probably four down territory for the Tigers here. Minute 33 to play in the quarter. Coffrin keeps it himself on the option, gets it across, and enough for a first down near the 25-yard line. They wait for the last possible moment. He puts the ball in the stomach of the running back and then pulls it out at the last moment when he sees a hole open up. Coffrin's got good size, 6'1", 173. And he operates now out of the gun with two running backs back there with him, three receivers in the pattern this time. He wants to throw. He rolls out. He throws to the end zone again, and once again they've got a man behind the defense for a touchdown. That cannot happen, especially twice. And you've got to believe that the East defensive coaches are going to have a conversation with their defensive backfield. They got burned on a long one last week, and now here they've got burned twice on passes from Coffrin to Fassler, and well, that one was to Boson, I believe. And the second touchdown pass of the game so far, and it's 13-0 Marshfield. Lumberjack defensive backfield has speed, but somehow they're getting beat down the sideline. Here's the extra point. It's a knuckleball, but it goes through. 14-0 Marshfield. We'll keep it right here. With a minute 11 to play here in the first quarter. Sun is trying to poke its way through here now this afternoon, and it is really hot and humid. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by the Law Firm Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. And also by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. So Marshfield's aerial attack has given them the lead here, 14-0 with 1:11 to play here first quarter. Two long passes down the right sideline, and they were beautiful throws from quarterback Derek Coffrin right on the money. But the receiver was open, and the initial coverage was behind the receiver, and the safety coverage over the top was late getting there. And Marshfield able to connect, and now they lead it 14-0. Lumberjacks have Brennan Becker back deep along with Tyquan Hodges. They're deep near the end zone for this kick. McManus is going to hit it, a long line drive. It's going to be grabbed by Becker at about the 10, across the 20. He's got a wedge, and he's going to be able to fall forward near the 28. And that's where East will start, first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. So let's see if the East offense can get something going here. You don't want to fall too far behind. But the East offense hasn't been able to generate much here so far. They've only run 9 plays. Daniel under center, 2 receivers wide right, offset eye behind him. Now they throw it out in the flat. They've got Stein. He's got some running room. It closed quickly. He got it out across the 30 to about the 31. Pick up of about 3 on the pass and catch from Daniel to Stein. Little pass out in the right flat, and we go under a minute to play in the quarter. Second down and 8 for the Lumberjacks. Nass wide right along with Patrick Reif. Romanski the tight end of the near side. They try a pitch to Stein this time, going to run right, and he gets knocked out of bounds, gets positive yardage. Out across the 30 to about the 34, maybe. Call that a pickup of about 4 on the carry for Stein. And it'll be third down now for the Lumberjacks. Third down. And a long 4, maybe 5. They marked that at about the 33-yard line. Two receivers wide left. Long count by Daniel. Straight drop. He wants to throw. He looks. He rolls out. Gets away from one man. He throws. He's got a man. And it's caught. First down across midfield. The catch made by Patrick Reif. It hung up there for a long time. But Daniel once again using his legs to avoid the sack like he did last week against Rapids. And the first real positive play for East here. A long pass to the 46-yard line of Marshfield. And that picked up about 20 yards on the pass and catch. And that may be the final play of the first quarter. They're going to let it tick down, and the first quarter does come to an end. It's 14-0 Marshfield, but East has the football in Marshfield territory. When we return, you're listening to Lumberjack Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Getting something extra is always a plus. For an athlete, it might be a bonus that comes at the end of a great season. For a do-it-yourself car owner, it could be savings earned by signing up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. Spend $20 or more five times and earn a $20 AutoZone reward. The more you shop, the more you save. Sign up for free membership today at your AutoZone store or AutoZone.com/AZ Rewards and get members-only incentives and exclusive promotions. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Martin acoustic guitar for just $349, a Pioneer DJ controller for just $199, a Casio digital piano for only $299, or a Meinl Cajon for just $50, and three sets of Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings just $10. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Beale Stadium as we begin the second quarter. Lumberjacks have the football first and 10 in Marshfield territory at the 46. If nothing else, that long pass play gives the East defense a little rest. As Kyle Daniel brings the Lumberjacks to the line, they're going to play action this time. Daniel rolls out. He's got time. He's got a man. That's Becker. Becker makes a move and picks up a couple. Gets it across the inside the 45 to about the 44 before he gets leveled. Call it a pickup of about two on the pass and catch. His first catch, and it's going to be second down and eight. Daniel now 5 out of 7 here in the early going. For 37 yards. Nass and J.P. Lacey in the game, wide right to the near side of the field this time. And now, hard count draws Marshfield offside. That'll be 3-5 yards. And they'll mark it down inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line, where it will be second down and about 4 now. Sure like to get some points on the board here so Marshfield can't run away and hide. They already lead it 14-0. Two receivers wide right. Daniel under center. Long count again. Marshfield showing blitz again. Now another whistle, a flag, and it's going to be what, delay of game? Now it's going to be a false start. Those long counts give the East lineman a chance to flinch as well, and that's where it happened right there. They give the 5 yards right back. So it'll be back to a second down and about 8. You'd like to see maybe a few more quicker counts at the line, but the longer you keep that line frozen, the more chances there are for movement, of course. Nass and Reif go out wide left this time. Double tight end. Daniel under center, rolls out left. He's got time. He wants to throw. He's got a man. It's caught by Nass inside the 40, short of the first down at about the 39-yard line. Another good pass from Daniel, and Nass was there open near the sideline, and he brought it down. His third catch of the afternoon, picked up about 6. Third down and three for the Lumberjacks inside the 40-yard line of Marshfield. Daniel under center. He's going to pitch it this time to Stein. They're going to try to run left. He's got some running room. He's going to be near the first down. I think he might have it as he fell forward. Let's see where they mark it. Oh, they're going to mark it. Well, let's see if he has it or not. They're going to call it fourth down in inches, so they're going to go for it here. Picked up about 2.5 on that carry. That wasn't a great mark. I thought his last lunge put him past the post, but the officials say no. So it's fourth down and inches. Once again, Marshfield brings in the big man inside, 325-pounder at the nose. Quick hitter this time, Becker, he's got the first down. Did the ball come loose? Becker's got the first down. He was near the 35-yard line after that run, and it will be first down for the Lumberjacks as he picked up about two on the carry. They're going to mark it just shy of the 35, but it is enough for a first down, and the Lumberjacks move the chains and keep the defense resting on the sidelines. Clock moving, 10:18 to play first half. It's 14-0, Marshfield with the lead, but the Lumberjacks with their first sustained drive of the afternoon. Daniel under center. They try to hit quick hitter to Becker this time. He breaks one tackle, but not the second. Falls forward across the 35 to about the 34. Call it a pickup of maybe two on the carry. And it'll be second down and eight. Maybe nine. They gave him about a yard. That play has not opened up yet. The Marshfield defensive line doing a good job of holding their gaps. Nass wide right this time. Rife to the left. Daniel barking signals. He hands it to Becker again this time, and Brennan takes it down inside the 30 to about the 29. Going to be short of the first down. But he did pick up positive yardage. Picked up about five on that. Call it third down and a long three. Ball resting at the 30-yard line. And now we're going to get a whistle and an official's timeout. Once again, we've got an equipment problem with one of the Lumberjacks' helmets. East football brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Nass and Rife wide left. Daniel under center, third down. The pitch is to Stein. He goes left, puts his shoulder down. He's not going to get there. Knocked down short of the first down. Maybe he only picked up about a yard or two on that carry. And it'll be fourth down. I would imagine the Lumberjacks will go for it here. Fourth down at about the 28-yard line of Marshfield. Fourth down and a long two, maybe three. Key play in the game right here. 8:26 to play until halftime. Marshfield leads at 14-0, but the Lumberjacks trying to sustain a drive here in Marshfield territory. High backfield behind Kyle Daniel. He wants to throw. Straight drop. He's going to throw to the end zone. It's going to be short. It's going to be incomplete. They're going to let him play on. There was a lot of contact down there, but they let him play on as the pass was short. Daniel either didn't get a lot on that one or it slipped out of his hand and it just hung up in the air. Good coverage, and the pass is incomplete, and East gives up the ball on downs here. Marshfield will take over first and 10 on their own 28. Coming up at halftime, we'll hear a conversation I had earlier this week with East volleyball coach Ken Zaromski. All right, Marshfield back on offense. They come out. Coffrin out of the gun. Man comes in motion. That's Bose action. They hand it off inside, breaking one tackle, but not the second. Wrapped up and dropped for no gain. They faked to the man coming in motion and then handed off inside to Giswold, but he was going nowhere. Call it no gain, and it will be second down and 10. Coffrin out of the gun once again. And now we get a whistle and an encroachment penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. As a couple of them jumped, one jumped too far, and it's a free 5 yards for Marshfield, so now it'll be second down and five. You get the defensive stop on the first play, and it's second and long, and then you jump offside and give them the free 5 yards right there. Second and five now for the Tigers. Coffrin wants to throw. He's got a man. And that's Boson again, first down, and dropped in across the 40 to about the 43. Pickup of 15 on the pass and catch to Tanner Boson. And that's the fifth catch of the afternoon for Tanner Boson. First and 10, Marshfield at their own 43-yard line. Hokies defense job now is to keep him off the board here. Inside handoff, breaking tackles, and dropped after a positive gain across the 45 to about the 47. I think that was Giswold again. Thomas Giswold was the ball carrier, and he picked up about four. Call it second down and six. Marshfield quickly to the line again. Trips receivers wide right. Now it's going to be a keeper for Coffrin going around the left side. He's got positive yardage, knocked down after first down yardage. And now a flag flies in from the far official. Wow, he was about 20 yards away from the play, and he throws a flag, probably for a late hit. But, man, he was a long way away. There was an official right there that didn't throw the flag, and the referee throws it from 20 yards away. Holy cow. Coffrin took a hit there at the end, and they're going to mark it off. Personal foul penalty against the Lumberjacks for a hit out of bounds, I believe. So big gainer for Marshfield takes it down inside the 30-yard line to the 29. First and 10 Tigers at the East 29-yard line. Lumberjack defense started this game pretty nicely but have not played well here in the rest of the first half. Now pass to Boson. He gets a pick and it gets free, and then Hodges closes, throws him out of bounds near the 20-yard line. They had a nice pick play set up there near the 30 on a play out to Boson. He made the catch. And that picked up about nine on the pass and catch. Marshfield hurrying to the line. Second down and one. Ball inside the 20. Two receivers right, one left. Coffrin's going to hand it off this time, and not much there. Nah, they got about three or four on the carry. Giswold on the carry before Corey Cornea wrapped him up and dropped him. First down, Marshfield, though, at about the 16-yard line. 6:42 to play until halftime. Marshfield driving once again. Coffrin rolls right. Now they try to throw a back pass back against the grain. It's complete to Giswold. Takes it down inside the 10 before Cornea runs him down again. And right now, Coffrin and the Marshfield offense just carving up this East defense. And Tom Turtelot wants a timeout to slow down this momentum. It's going to be another play inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to pick up the penalty flag. There was a flag down, but they picked it up. East will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Going to be second down and one from the 9-yard line. East football brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. I'll tell you what, this Marshfield offense is really clicking, and it's not anything that the East defense is doing. It's just that these plays are so well designed, and they are executing. The passes are right where they need to be. The blocks are right where they need to be. The receivers are catching the ball. With the exception of the two touchdowns where the East defenders let the receiver get behind them, and I think on both of those plays, the up defender thought there was help coming from the safety. The safety was late getting there, and they were easy passes and catches for touchdowns. So the Lumberjacks huddling around, Lumberjack defense huddling around head coach Tom Turtelot. He handles the defense for East. And the Lumberjacks in danger of going down big here midway through the second quarter. Second down and one from the East 9. Marshfield back to the line. Coffrin out of the gun once again. He's got trips behind him. Backs behind him. And once again, there's a call, and it's going to be offside against East. It will be another 5-yard penalty, a hard count. Two guys from the Lumberjacks jumped that time. One got back, the second one didn't. And that'll be enough for a first down. Inside the 5-yard line now to about the 2. First and goal for the Tigers. They're going to mark it at the 3. Coffrin's going to hand it off the middle to Giswold. He's cut down in the backfield. I don't think he got there. Nice slicing tackle in the backfield by Isaac Stein. And it'll be second down and goal. They're going to mark it maybe at the 2.5, so maybe he got a half a yard. Coffrin out of the gun once again. Now we get a whistle. I think Marshfield moved early that time. It's going to be a legal procedure against the Tigers. That'll back him up a bit. And we'll repeat second down, but the ball will be back at about the 8. So that'll give the Lumberjacks a little bit of hope here that they can keep him out of the end zone. I think both coaches will tell you there have been too many pre-snap penalties here today. All right, Coffrin's going to go under center this time. No, now he drops back into the gun. One back with him, 3 receivers in the formation. He rolls out right, got plenty of time. Now wants to throw back against the grain. He's got the tight end, McManus, and he'll take it to the end zone, touchdown. Once again, rolling right, throwing back against the grain, and he gets Zach McManus, the tight end, for the touchdown. The 3rd touchdown pass of the half for Derek Coffrin, and it's 20-0 pending the extra point. And McManus will pop up to kick the extra point as well. So as well as the Lumberjack defense played last week against the option attack of Rapids, they really have had no answer tonight or this afternoon for this Marshfield no-huddle spread offense. Bad snap that time, and the kick is up, hits the upright, and is no good. I don't know how they got that kick away as one of the Lumberjacks was in there quickly after the bad snap, but the kick no good, so the score will remain 20-0. Marshfield with the lead. And we'll keep it right here. Reminding you again to check out everythinglumberjacks.com, game day blogs, play-by-play podcasts, interviews with coaches, everythinglumberjacks.com. And you can share your game day photos as well using the hashtag WASAEast. Everythinglumberjacks.com, presented by Cloverbelt Credit Union. 5:39 to play here, first half. 20-0, Marshfield with the lead. East will get the ball back here, hoping they can do something before halftime. Coffrin has thrown 3 touchdown passes here in the first half, all to different receivers. One to Fassler, one to Boson, and the latest to tight end Zach McManus, who lines up to kick off now. And he puts the boot to it. Line drive kick. Fielded again by Becker at about the 15. Across the 20. The 25. Spins away from tacklers out across the 35. And knocked down at about the 39. Nice little spin. Picked him up about 7 or 8 extra yards. And East will have it at their own 39-yard line, with 5:33 to play in the half. And I believe that the Lumberjacks don't have any timeouts remaining. One thing they don't want to do is give the ball back to Marshfield here. They can help it. Daniel brings him to the line until they can go in at halftime and maybe make some adjustments. Straight eye behind Daniel this time. And Daniel's going to keep it this time. I don't know if that was a busted play, that Becker comes off the three-point stance so fast that sometimes when Daniel spins around to hand him the ball, Becker's already gone. Daniel picked up maybe 2 on the carry. Hard to tell if that was a design play or if that was just Becker hitting the line so quickly that there was no way they could make the handoff. Second down and 8 for the Lumberjacks. Ball to 42. Just shy of the 42. Nass goes wide right. J.P. Lacy's out there with him. Here comes the blitz. Daniel back to pass. They pick up the blitz. He rolls out right, looking. Now he's trying to make something happen. Throws back against the green. He's got Romanski, the tight end, wide open. He's going to have first down yardage and more across midfield at about the 44-yard, maybe the 46-yard line of Marshfield. And once again, that was Kyle Daniel making a play with his legs, keeping the play alive, reversing his field and finding the tight end Romanski wide open. Pickup of about 17 on the pass and catch to Sam Romanski. And it's a first down Lumberjacks inside Marshfield territory at about, they're going to mark it at about the 47. Daniel under center again. Straight drop. Now he rolls right a bit. Now he steps. Trying to buy time. Avoids the rush again. Throws downfield. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by the Tigers. And back down the sideline they come. Knocked out of bounds. And the interception made by Mitch Zillman. Daniel saw the man. He had him open. But Zillman was lost in the coverage underneath and slipped right in front and made a nice interception. And Marshfield will have the ball back here with 4:11 to play first half. First turnover of the game. And they're going to mark him down at about the 41-yard line of East. Once again, it was a nice, hard, tight spiral. And Daniel, I don't think, ever saw Zillman sliding underneath to make that fingertip grab. We've got an injured Marshfield Tiger down on the field. So we've got a little bit of a delay here. While they tend to him. Twenty to nothing, Marshfield with the lead and the football. 4:11 to play here in the first half. And now the injured player is up. And that is Devin Reggie, linebacker for the Tigers. And he will be kneeling down on the sideline. I don't know if he got hit in the gut or maybe somewhere lower as well. So the Tigers come back to the line again, and they will be looking to go for the jugular here. Coffrin is going to keep it, rolls. He's got a man that's Boson wide open underneath, and now he's trying to break tackles. He's going to have first down yardage down near the 31-yard line. Going to be close to the first down, depending on where they mark it. Yes, it is first down on the pass and catch. So it will be another pass and catch for Coffrin to Boson. Three receivers stacked up wide left. This time they hand it off, inside handoff, breaking tackles. Down inside the 25 to about the 23. That's Griswold on the carry. Picked up about 8. Lumberjack defense is trying to hold on by their fingernails and get into halftime and regroup here. Marshfield going for, trying to pile it on here. Here's an inside handoff to Griswold again. Another hole. Ball's loose! And East will have it, I believe. It came out and rolled to about the 10-yard line. Lumberjacks have the football. He was not down. If they rule him down, that's a bad call. They're going to rule him down. That's not a good call at all. The ball came out well before he was down, and the Lumberjacks get a turnover taken away here. Marshfield will keep the football. 3:25 to play in the first half. That ball came out as he was spinning away from a tackle. But instead, they give Marshfield the football back at about the 18-yard line. Coffrin. We'll throw it out in the flat, left flat to Boson. He's got wide open territory to run, and he's knocked down inside the 5 at about the 3. Boson's got 8 catches on the afternoon so far. They don't have an answer for him. Going to be a first down Marshfield inside the 5. And once again, they'll line up in the gun. Ball's loose, and East will have this one. The ball and the exchange between the quarterback and the running back came out. I think Coffer was trying to take it out of the gut of Griswold, and Griswold thought he was supposed to keep it. And the ball came flying out of there, and the Lumberjacks fall on it. I don't know who fell on that football. It might have been Stein. But East has it back and keeps, more importantly, keeps Marshfield out of the end zone here with 3 minutes to play until halftime. So East will huddle up in their own end zone. And Daniel will bring him to the line again. Now hard cart count will draw Marshfield offside, I believe. And East will get a free 5 yards. And that'll bring the ball out to the 14-yard line, where it'll be first down and 5. Nass will go out wide left along with Reif. High backfield behind Daniel. Marshfield showing blitz again. Instead, handoff, and that's going nowhere. I think they gave it to Stein, and he had nowhere to go. Actually, that was Becker. Nowhere to go, and call it no gain on the play. They have not been able to get Brennan Becker on track so far here this afternoon. He's got unofficially 9 yards from scrimmage. Does have one pass reception for 2 as well, but they have not been able to open up enough holes for the running attack as of yet. Two receivers wide left. Second down and 5. Daniel throws it out to Becker. Now they get him the ball. Can he do anything with it? No, he's wrapped up quickly and dropped. And once again, it's going to be no gain. Pass was complete in the backfield, but no gain again. And it'll bring up a third down. I think Marshfield took a timeout here to stop the clock with 2:13 to play in the half. They lead it 20 to nothing. We'll try to get the ball back and get some more points on the board before halftime. A reminder, coming up tonight, Brewer baseball here on Fox Sports Radio. The Brewer game moving to Fox Sports because of Badger football on our sister station, WSAU. The Brewers and the Giants pregame show at 7:30 tonight. And when we are done here, you will hear the second half of last night's DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids game. They finished that up earlier today in Wisconsin Rapids. And Chris Conley will have the call of that second half when we are done here. Last night was as bizarre a night in high school football around the area as I've seen in all my years of doing games. You had games that were started and stopped. You had games that never did get started. You had West in point with only 4 minutes left in the game. West driving for the lead touchdown, and they postponed the game until today. A number of suggestions were that in few of these games, the lighting was still in the distance when they postponed the games. And they probably could have finished some of these before the teams were taken off the field. Two receivers wide left, one wide right for the Lumberjacks. Big third down play right here. They need to keep the ball. Daniel, back to pass. He's got time. He throws. He's got a man. That's caught. First down out near the 30-yard line. And that was Patrick Reif, who's made a sliding catch and keeps the ball in East hands and keeps the drive alive. That picked up about 16 yards on the pass and catch. And keeps the clock moving down to 2 minutes to play in the half. Two receivers wide left. Two receivers wide right for the Lumberjacks. Out of the gun, Daniel. He's got time across the middle. He's got a man. That's caught by Becker. First down again across the 40 to about the 42. Call it a pickup of 12 on the pass and catch. And Kyle Daniel once again showing the strong arm. That was a bullet right on target to Brennan Becker. And it's a first down for the Lumberjacks at their own 42-yard line. Clock moving, a minute 42 to play in the half. Out of the gun again, Daniel. He's got time, throws it down the middle over the head of Tim Nass. And Nass got absolutely drilled when the ball got past him. The East coaches are screaming for a flag and they're not going to get one. Nass was defenseless, and he got drilled after the ball was over his head, and he's still down on the ground holding his head. Nass is on his back now in obvious discomfort. The pass was well over the head of Nass, and the Marshfield player drilled him, and nobody threw a flag. And they're going to have the trainer come out and take a look at Tim Nass, and boy, would that be a loss for East if he's going to have to leave. And you obviously worry about concussions in situations like that, but These coaches are livid, and rightly so. That should have been a flag, no question, as the pass was well over the head of Nass, and then he got drilled as he was up trying to make the catch in a defenseless position. So we've got stoppage of play as the trainers attend to Tim Nass, who's down near the 48-yard line. A minute 33 to play until halftime. I'm going to be surprised if we'll see Nass again here today, especially if he doesn't pass the concussion protocols that they have in place now for high school football. Nass is still on his back being attended to. He's moving all of his extremities, but he was in extreme pain. And Coach Turtelot looking at the back judge just with a look of disgust on his face, and rightly so, and the back judge throwing up his hands going, "I didn't see anything." Hard to believe that the five guys in the striped shirts who were supposed to see that all miss it. Nass is going to sit up, and he's going to come off the field under his own power, and that's good to see. We'll see if he comes back in the second half. Lumberjacks have the football. It'll be second down and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Marshfield leading 20 to nothing. That's a key weapon out of the East attack right now. So somebody's going to have to step up. That's probably going to be J.P. Lacey, who will come in and take some of the reps that Nass would have at wide out. Lacey's going to split out wide right along with Patrick Reif. Romanski's going to go to the left. Daniel out of the gun. He's got time again. He throws. He's got a man, but it passes behind his intended receiver, Lacey, near the 45-yard line of Marshfield. And it'll bring up a third down and 10. Clock stopped again now with a minute 29 to play. Third down and 10 for the Lumberjacks from their own 43. Four receivers in the formation this time. Stein the only back behind Daniel, who's under center. They're going to try the handoff to Stein, and he's going to be dropped for no gain. And they tried a little draw play, but Daniel ran into Stein, and that blew that play up right away. So it'll be fourth down. Marshfield will take a timeout as they will get the ball back here with about a minute 22 remaining, as East will have to punt. Coming up at halftime, as we mentioned, we will have a conversation with East volleyball coach Ken Zaromski. Talked to him earlier this week. They have had a lot of matches so far this young season. Of course, coming back from a trip to state, first trip ever to state for the East girls volleyball team last year. And then following our game, we will have the conclusion of the Everest Rapids game, the second half of that game that was canceled last night because of bad weather at halftime. Chris Conley will have the call from Wisconsin Rapids. Officials are trying to justify to each other at the middle of the field why nobody made that call on the hit on Nass. They can justify it to themselves if they like, but they blew the call, no question about it. Minute 22 to play here. And East will line up to punt. Gabe McGinnity standing at his own 30-yard line. Marshfield will drop Cameron Swanson back deep. McGinnity's punts have been line drives, and the last one was returned by Swanson. He's going to have to punt away from him if it's going to be a line drive punt. Snap is good, and McGinnity will punt it down the middle. Another line drive. Swanson comes up, takes it on the run. He gets drilled and taken down. I think the defensive guys might have got the worst of that as they collided with Swanson near the 35-yard line. That takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to come up and take that punt on the run knowing you get drilled immediately, which is what happened. And it will be first and 10 Marshfield at their own 35-yard line. A minute 19 to play. Marshfield leading 20 to nothing. Hoffman out of the gun again. He's going to keep it, run up the middle, and he's going to be tackled from behind. Stein ran him down from behind to make the stop at about the 39-yard line. Call it a pickup of about 4 or 5 on the carry for Coffrin. Second down and 5. Marshfield hurries to the line. He's trying to scramble to get in position. And now a flag thrown. Ball is tipped and going to be picked off by Andy Cravens on the tipped ball. There's a flag on the play. It's going to be illegal procedure against Marshfield. That'll be declined. And the Lumberjacks will get the football here with 56 seconds remaining in Marshfield territory at about the 44-yard line. Second turnover of the game for the Lumberjack defense. They recovered a fumble earlier. And now Cravens with an interception on a tipped ball. I didn't see who got a hand on that one. But East will at least have a couple of shots here to end the half. Daniel out of the shotgun. He's got time. He throws. It's going to be caught. No, dropped by Becker. Pass was down near his ankles, and he couldn't make the catch, but it was near the line of scrimmage, and it wasn't going anywhere. It was well covered. And the clock stops with 52 seconds remaining in the half. Second down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. They'll... Lacey wide left along with Romanski. Patrick Reif comes wide right. Daniel out of the gun. Has time. Now he pulls it down. He's going to run with the football. He's got a little running room trying to get out of bounds, and he will. Inside the 35, only going to be a short pickup of maybe 3 or 4 yards. But it does stop the clock with 45 seconds remaining. They're going to say he stepped out after a pickup of only about 2. And it'll be third down and 8 for the Lumberjacks. Ball at about the 43-yard line. Good coverage downfield by the Tigers that time. Daniel had nowhere to go with it. Once again, his best receiving weapon, Tim Nass, on the sideline. We'll see if he comes back in the second half. Daniel back to throw again. Pump fake. Now he throws. And it's going to be incomplete and no flag. Tight coverage out there on Becker, and they let him play on, incomplete. And it'll be fourth down for the Lumberjacks with 39 seconds to play, and they'll probably punt here and pin Marshfield deep. They tried that pump fake, and the Marshfield defender didn't bite on it, and he had Becker blanketed as he went down the sideline near the 20-yard line on the far side of the field. So McGinnity standing at about his own 42 to punt this one away. Snap is good, and the punt is high. This time, good punt by McGinnity. Fair catch called. Ball's going to bounce into the end zone. Lumberjacks couldn't get somebody that down there to down it. McGinnity got a hold of that one, and Marshfield will have it on the 20 now with 31 seconds remaining in the first half. East football is brought to you in part by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Inviting you to come bank with them, Inner City State Bank. First and 10 Tigers at their own 20. And Coffrin out of the gun once again. Inside handoff and not much there. Maybe out to the 21 or 22. On the bottom of that pile for the Lumberjacks was Corey Cornelia again. Call it a pickup of 2. I believe that was Gisbolt. And it is second down at about 8. Clock moving, 9 seconds, and they may just let it run out here. They're going to just let it run out, and that's how the first half will come to an end. They don't want to risk a fumble or an interception here. And so the first half is in the books. Marshfield's offense from the middle of the first quarter to the middle of the second quarter, the Marshfield offense took control of this game, and they lead it here at halftime by a score of 20-0. We'll take a timeout and then come back and hear my conversation earlier this week with East volleyball coach Ken Zaromski, and then we'll be back here at Beale Stadium for the second half. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Hey, Fred, great.